You've arrived. Blank and empty. Deep down in your mind. With me. Float.
We're here. My good boy. Foggy and floaty and calm. Knowing I'll take care of you. You trust me. I have complete autonomy down here. Complete control
of you.
You give it away to me so freely. Giving away your free will. Letting me have it. Fog everywhere.
Luscious green grass underfoot, passing by aged stone statuettes with ivy through and patches of moss. The first statuette is kneeling down, arms behind her back, mouth ajar, with the most glorious pair of tits. The second has her ass bent high into the air while her fingertips are touching her toes. You can't help but skim your hand over her butt as you go. It's just too tempting.
The final statue is slim with long, thin legs. Athletic. More akin to a ballerina. Left leg pointed high into the sky. Drift deeper for me. Far off in the distance, you can just about make out carefree giggles and frivolities of girls playing tennis in the distance. We love games here. And in the evenings, it's all about board games. And it gets rather competitive. There's devilish forfeits for the losers, and let's just say we often run out of candle wax and clothespins, among other things. Without even noticing how far you've wandered, you look up. Seeing the outline of a sprawling mansion at the center is a spiraling rotunda, surrounded in Gothic spires piercing the sky. Still being buffeted by the wind, you approach further. Until finally, you're standing at a set of old oak double doors. taking up all your vision. Nervously raising your hand, forming a fist. Courage building as your knuckles tap on wood. Are you worthy, I wonder? Will anyone come?
Drop.
The door swings open, and you're greeted by three stunning girls, dressed head to toe in form-fitting latex catsuits.
Welcome home, Domina. We see you have a guest. Please, please come inside.
You step into the warmth of the foyer as the girls rush to close the door behind you, locking it shut. The three girls circle back around, each of them a fragment of your innermost desires, recognizing their faces from a distant memory. These are my sluts. They're kind of like personal assistants. Ready to drop everything and come running in a snap. Aren't you sluts?
Yes, Domina.
Yes, Domina.
Yes, Domina.
The one on the left has the biggest pair of tits I've ever seen. That's Tit Girl. On the right, much skinnier than the rest. Slut. She's shuffling and fidgeting constantly, like an excitable puppy girl. Lastly, in the middle is Ass Girl, also known as Natalie, wearing a vibrant red suit which matches her long, flowing red hair that rests on her shoulders. My second in command. Head of the house when I'm not here. You see the slut growing restless as she can't help but blurt out.
Miss, are the maid auditions happening today? Will she be getting the same plug-upper?
She stops herself, noticing too late the displeased look on her Domina's face. You should know better than to speak when we have guests, slut. Natalie. Gag the slut.
She obliges. Such a good girl.
Forcing a ball gag between her teeth as you watch Slut's eyes light up. She really is a fucking slut. I swear she loves to be degraded.
Please follow us.
The girls make their way down the grand entrance hall. Cool tiled floor underfoot. Chandeliers illuminating the room. Contemporary in design. Black figures of latex-covered girls, suspended upside down from the ceiling. Leather bondage straps contorting their bodies into all manner of demeaning poses. Gagged, with light bulbs in their mouths. How peculiar. On your left is the West Wing's library and recording studio. This is where the lady of the house spends most of her time, boasting an extensive collection of books and rare antiquities. It's beautifully calm and quiet, a perfect place to relax after a busy day. On your right is the East Wing. The maid's quarters in the kitchen. They live with me here, my in-house slaves. Ready to drop everything and come when I snap my fingers. Cute little Alfred scurrying around, keeping everything spotless. It just so happens I had to let my previous maid go just the other day. Unfortunately, she didn't quite have the dedication and commitment required. Such a shame. Finding yourself at the end of the hallway, a final door in front of you, the entrance to the spiraling rotation.
rotunda. A silhouetted figure blocking your way. Self-assured, picturesque, proud, powerful.
Fingertips resting on her shoulders, she flicks them, sending a long leather trench coat tumbling to the floor,
revealing the most breathtaking black latex catsuit, hooking every curve, every inch of her skin.
Corset cinched tight around her torso,
thin waist accentuating fantastic womanly hips.
The owner of this house,
the owner of her residence, their Domina.
Your Domina.
Me.
Shibby.
Her arm lifts slightly, palm upturned as a single gloved finger curls inwards,
beckoning you towards her.
Without hesitation, you oblige. Unsure at this point whether to walk or crawl,
you sheepishly shuffle forwards.
Her eyes locked straight onto yours with the slightest of raised smiles.
Keep coming.
Closer. Good boy. You're standing much taller than me. For now. So close now you can smell her hair. Strawberries mixed with the musky scent of rubber and leather.
It's quite the honor to be this close to your mistress. Such a rare opportunity.
A true privilege, and if you're a leather or latex fetishist, even just the sight, the smell, the sound
can start to turn you on, start to arouse you.
I'm not wearing anything under this outfit after all. Just this insanely tight-fitting latex catsuit, leaving nothing to the imagination. I love the way it smells, clinging to your senses, just like it clings to skin and won't let go. Just like I made my way inside your mind and won't let go. Worship me, slave. Demonstrate that you're worthy. Shine my latex.
You cautiously reach out your hands, placing them on my shoulders. Such an honor to touch me.
Lightly pressing against latex skin as you slide down each arm, leaving behind a gorgeous shine, causing the suit to shimmer and sparkle in the light. Making sure not to miss a single spot. It is so skin tight.
So hot. So fucking sexy.
Does your cock like it? Does it like the idea of me wrapped up tight in latex? Does it throb as you listen to it? Does it twitch every time you hear those sexy noises?
Twitch for me.
Throb for me.
Squirm.
Letting your mind drop for me. Bringing both hands back together, resting them just above my bosom. Necklace perfectly framed around my neck. Holding the key to your cage.
Chest gently rising and falling with my breathing.
So close and yet completely out of reach. Good boy. Now place your arms behind your back. Use your mouth. You obey.
Mouth searching as you feel the cold metal of a zipper
catching it between your teeth as you continue to slowly sink down. Pulling it down. Pulling you down. Revealing the slightest sliver of cleavage. Wondrous massive breasts squeezed so tightly in latex. You'd love to shove your face deep into the soft, welcoming bosom, but you aren't. Restraint is a form of power. Your place is servitude. A worshipful subject. You can feel the pressure being exerted on the zipper as it wants to thrust open, revealing bare, naked tits. But that's not going to happen. The zipper catches, abruptly stopping, escaping your lips as you continue lower. Your hands reach up tentatively to worship her chest. You hesitate, not knowing if I will disapprove, staring deep into my eyes, awaiting the verdict. My eyes flickered down just for a moment. Not a word spoken, but your whole being is overcome with relief as you realize permission has been granted. Fingertips gently teetering over the greatest tits you've ever seen, ever felt. Wondrous breasts. Big, juicy, spherical rubber boobies. So soft, so silky, and under the right circumstances. Bouncy. Growing in confidence, you start to rub and smooth out any tiny creases and blemishes. Latex molded so tightly around them, you can't help but get lost in cleavage. Mesmerized. The more you worship them, the deeper you go. Rubbing round and round and around and around and around, spiraling your mind down. Rubber tits feel fantastic. Squeezing just a little. Naughty boy. You could stay here for hours, but your body is becoming weaker, more and more limp. Drop. You can't stop yourself. Can't stop sinking down deeper. Down to the corset around my waist. Strung so very tight. Squeezing. Accentuating shapely, womanly hips. I do so love a tight corset. Makes me feel even more in control. Rows of hand-stitched beading going down, down, down. And you fall down with it. At the bottom of the corset sits a leather belt, adorned with a coiled leather whip. That might be useful later. You peer a little closer to see detailed patterns spiraling through it, going around and around, sinking you down, down past my hips, down further, between my legs. Prove to me that you're devoted. Prove to me that you're worthy. When you please me, you get rewarded. My, down to my latex-covered camel toe. So close. To your mouth, your lips. Overcome with nervous energy rushing through your body as your washed-out little mind feels frozen with indecision.
Surely it would be inappropriate to touch Domina here.
Lick. You let out a giant sigh of gratitude as you extend your tongue. Your face edges a little closer until the tip of your tongue feels the unmistakable sensation of latex. Tongue sliding up and down near the slit in my pussy lips. Up and down. Up and down. Circling my clit. Heavenly bliss. That's it. Keep sucking my clit. Before you can react, you feel me force myself further onto your face. Your lips press tightly against my lips. My pussy lips. Such a good toy. Suck and lick and worship me. You feel me pull away slightly, watching me as I gracefully spin around, presenting my latex-clad bubble butt. My big, beautiful, shiny ass. Say, thank you, Domina.
Thank you, Domina.
You're quite the lucky slave today, so far. Good slave. Now get back to worshipping before I change my mind. You fearlessly plunge your face deep into my ass. Rubber squeaking and creaking all around you. Raising both hands to rub and squeeze each voluptuous butt cheek. Sinking your face deeper into the crack down the middle. Tongue running up and down. Mind sinking deeper and deeper. And soon enough, I'll force it to crack as well. Holding nothing back. Falling deep into servitude. Forcing your face deeper. Fully engulfed in slippery flesh. Motorboating my ass and breathing me in. Letting my words further inside of you. Worship my ass slave. Kiss it. Shine. Kissing each cheek. Every inch. My ass deserves to be worshipped daily, don't you think? Kiss it more, slave. Bury your face completely. Put all your effort into it, every drop of energy. Such a good slave you're being. Sinking deeper and deeper down onto your hands and knees. Kneeling before me, worshipping each alike with your hands, caressing them gently, fingers stroking down my latex-clad skin as your mind slips down with it, tumbling down to long leather boots. This feels right, where you belong, prostrated for me. On your knees, bent over, face on the ground at my feet. Good slave. Who do you belong to, slave? Say, I belong to you, Domina. I belong to you, Domina.
good slave. So you do.
Sluts. Collar him.
Yes,
anything you wish, Domino.
Anything you wish, Domino.
Latex fingers surrounding your neck. Leather collar wrapping.
Tightening.
30.
Squeezing.
20.
Buckles fastened.
20.
Until it's finally snipped into place. Where it belongs. Where you belong.
Below me. Owning you. My property. You look lovely, slave. My empty drone. My property. Nothing more. Such a perfect slave. Out of the corner of your eye, you notice my foot begin to awaken from its slumber. As it's lifting, rising, resting on your chest and pushing you back slightly. Anticipation building as you realize that soon I am going to kick you. Not too hard, mind you.
Seven.
But just enough to cause you to fall backwards.
Five.
Force you down. Where you belong.
Three.
Beneath me.
Two.
You feel the pressure spike as I kick you backwards. Dropping. Falling. Falling.
Drop,
drop, crashing into latex. Before you have time to react, the sluts wrap it around you, consuming you in a latex sleep sack, rubber covering every inch of you, plunging you into complete restrictive darkness. Very good, sluts. Feeling a numbing sensation press against your entire body, as all air, all ability to move, all ability to think for yourself is being squeezed and sucked out. A rubber vac sack is one of the most restrictive forms of bondage. Blank and empty.
Blank and empty. And empty.
Numbing your body.
Your body belongs to me now, slave.
Numbing your mind.
Letting me fully inside of you, slave.
Making your skin hypersensitive, heightening those little tingles of pleasure running up and down, tickling into every little nerve ending. Latex hugging your entire body so tightly, as a series of leather straps and belts are being buckled down along your entire body. Secured and squeezed until you just starting at your ankle, then another set at your shins and over your knees, two more at your thigh, accepting that this is where you belong, encased,
trapped,
inescapable, body. Completely immobile.
Deep.
As they tighten more and more around your torso.
Squeezing your arms in so close to your chest
and your chest.
Give in. Acceptance. You belong entirely to me. as a rebreather tube is screwed into place over your mouth with a latex bag attached. A shared link between us, funneling straight to me, your domino. Even the air in your lungs belongs to me now. Breathe deep to me, slave. Good slave. You're all mine now. That air belongs to me.
It feels too good not to.
Sucking me in. Whispering in your mind.
Sweetly. Yes, Domino.
Filling up your mind. Filling up your lungs. Holding as I spread throughout you. Reaching every corner of your being. Sucking out your control.
Yes, Donna.
You give it to me. Deeper inside of you with each repetition.
Thank you, Domino.
Yes. You breathe whatever air I allow you to breathe. This bag shows me everything about your breath. Everything about you expanding, inflating when you're inhaling.
Yes, Domino.
Contracting, deflating when you exhale.
I am just a drone.
My rubber drone, my latex slave. Sleep. Drop. I'm going to leave you now. All wrapped up with no say in the matter, you'll just have to wait. For as long as I choose. My perfect pet, empty rubber drone. My slave. Sensory deprivation is the perfect way to make a slave truly accept their servitude to their dominant counterpart. And if you're a good slave while I'm gone, you'll make it to my dungeon with me. Would you like that, slave?
Shh. Under all that rubber, no one else can hear you. You'll just have to agree with your mind. Thoughts spiraling around and around and around.
Latex slave. Sleep.
Sink into something.